Yo, what up, Street Dogs? Eric Kim. All right, so got my train test Starbucks. Looks like the delivery thingy is open again, so I'm happy. All right, so the thought: do you really care? And what do you really care for? So to me, this is an important notion because I think. When I say everyone, I'm talking hyperbole, okay? So just bear with me. I think everyone wants a cause to fight for. Everyone wants to be something part of something bigger than themselves. And everyone wants to latch themselves on what they consider a worthy cause. Now, why do we do this? Maybe part of it is, our religion. You know, Christian morality is all about, like, help the poor, help the meek, help the humble, and then you'll go to heaven, essentially. So part of us feel like we have a religious duty. Some of us might feel like we just, you know, for those of you guys who are atheists or agnostic, whatever, then it's kind of like you do it because some sort of ideology. So ideology is another word for agnostic religion. It's a secular religion. Because, I mean, honestly, these things are all religions in some sort of form, except you might or might not believe in the afterlife. And also, you know, there's certain duties you got to your family, to your society. And a lot of it is, you know, we've been indoctrinated with this since we were kids. And, you know, it's a society, it's a school. And truth be told, your social programming, not really something you can control. It's something that happened to you without your permission. So what that means is, you know, now that you're an adult and you can think for yourself, it's time to re-challenge everything you've been taught, re-challenge it, rework it, and reevaluate whether this is right for you or not, or whether you think it's a bunch of BS or baloney. So, with any sort of anything, very rarely do we have the opportunity to kind of take a step back and just like really, truly reevaluate for ourselves. Like, okay, do I really, really care about this for myself? Or am I programmed by society or my parents or whoever to care for it? And that tends to be the barometer for caring about issues X, Y, and Z. Now, I do believe that in life, there's only a limited amount of energy, focus, and power that you give any sort of cause. So my thought is, rather than trying to spread yourself too thin, pursuing things you don't really personally care for, only work on the things that you personally do care for. And so I call this the billionaire mindset, right? So imagine you're a billionaire, but you know, you can't go out and spend $1 billion, right? But you feel like a billionaire, right? Then, how would that change how you live your life? What would you start to do more of, and what would you do less of? And once again, this is the tricky thing. Assume you cannot go out and just like, boom, spend $1 billion. Like, you can't go out and just buy your Lambo, right? What I mean to say is, you don't really gotta worry about money. Your money and your rent is gonna be taken, your food and your rent is gonna be taken care of for. You got your Wi-Fi, you got your coffee. And then beyond that, you cannot earn additional money, nor can you spend additional money. How would that change how you live your life? So, some thoughts. So one of the thoughts is, you know, and you know, I cannot speak for everybody, but I can just speak very generally for myself, is that I personally care for art, aesthetics, philosophy, turbo thoughts, entrepreneurship, and also helping encourage other people achieve their own personal maximum, helping people conquer their fears, whether it be like societal or social or mental, whatever it may be. So these are the things that I personally care for. And you know, even if I wasn't paid for it, I'd still do it. And even for me, like entrepreneurship, making money, at this point, it's kind of more of a game than anything. It's like, you know, even Tony Robbins, he has a book called Money Master the Game. I actually read the whole thing, and the skinny of it, it didn't need to be that long. The skinny of it is, true wealth is a mindset. I mean, I know, guys, it sounds so cheesy, but I would say true wealth is living like a poor Spartan soldier, living like King Leonidas, rewatch movie 300 again, and kind of try to adopt a more ascetic lifestyle. You know, ascetic meaning askesis, that's ancient Greek for training. Ascetic, we tend to think of ascetic monks who are just kind of like sickly and ugh, celibate, not bueno. But I'm kind of proposing for a more like robust, a more manly, a more muscular aesthetic idea where, once again, you look more like King Leonidas or Gerald Butler when he was super duper swole than you do, you know, some sort of sickly monk, right? Because that's typically what you think is, like, you know, you gotta somehow meditate on some rock in a cloud in the forest somewhere, but I think that's a little bit silly. I'm much more for the notion that you could actually pursue things that you really, really, truly do care for. So it's so easy to be caught up into modern day issues. So I follow the Nietzsche quote, put at least a skin of 300 years between you and your contemporaries, which means think long term, right? Don't think about the issues of today. Think about the issues 300 years from now. Like, what are still issues that humans are gonna have to deal with 300 years from now? That means quit the news, stop following the news, just block it all out, and really labor hard for future generations. There's reasons why we still read the poems of Horace. We still read the philosophy and the stoicism of Seneca, Marcus Aurelius. We still read Nietzsche and a lot of these old school guys. So typically the old school is the better, right? And the reason is time reveals all. And if you think historically enough, thinking long term is probably our greatest gift. So think 300 years from now, adopt your billionaire or your trillionaire mindset, because there is talks that there could be trillionaires in his lifetime, which is not super surprising to me. Don't be super duper salty about anything. I would encourage you to think more for yourself, quit the news. I propose a strict 40-day quarantine news fast, right? So just like we did in quarantine, 40 days, you know, quarantine means quarenta, I think, is 40. 40 days of not contaminating. Don't let anything or any external things contaminate your mind. Block out the news. I think 300 years from now, and let's all thrive together.